Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. I am not Fred Dreyer. A lot of people confuse me from time to time. I am not Fred Dreyer, but that gentleman there is Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. How come we don't hear you, Fred? What's going on? Maybe we got, there we go, try it now.
How about that?
That's much better.
There you go.
It's always good to have everything preset.
Well, you know what's funny? It's really great that, you know, when you sit down here,
yeah,
and you get all these knobs. You've got about 50 over there, and
I do.
I've got two.
Got two, and they're very difficult to manipulate. But we got them going here now. Plus, we do this show on video. You can check it out at YouTube. Just a YouTube Fred Dreyer Show. You can check it out and take a look at these shows. And we put them up live on Facebook Live, so you can comment on there and get into their chat room. We got people piling in already. You can email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We got a lot to talk about. How's your week going, first off, Fred?
Well, you know, I'm recovering from my congestive situation.
How long have you been having this going on for, like, weeks, for God's sake?
I've had this thing dragging on for going on probably about 10 weeks.
You've done the COVID testing. I watched it when you did one of the tests over there, so that's a negative.
I'm fine. I don't have COVID.
But you've got that cough lingers on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, take it easy. Take it.
That one. I've got that one.
Take it easy. You just, the engineers just pounded
out of the control room. It's the wheezing. I think it's the wheezing I've gone accustomed to.
Are you a little tired? Does it make you be a little bit of tired? You know?
After this hour, I'll be exhausted.
It's exhausted totally. Take a nap, will you?
I really will.
I watched a lot of football this last week, and I got to tell you, last weekend, boy, this league is just, some teams can look great one week and they can just stink the next.
It's heartless.
You know, we'll talk about the Rams' new quarterback. I think they got a winner here.
Oh, yeah. I think he's proven himself.
They got rid of, what's his face there? Riken? What's his name?
Rippin.
Yeah, Rippin. Rippin, Wisconsin. There's a city named after the quarterback. They released him and they got the Carson Wentz in there now.
Are you mourning over a nobody?
Yeah. I thought he had a real shot to put up some good numbers,
based
but
on
I was
what?
Wrong.
His interception rate?
Yeah, that was it. Because I figured you're going to turn it around a little bit. We'll take a break. We'll comment on that. Plus, we got to talk about the Wolverine. Something's going on there. Stay with us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. Yeah, this is the show for you, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive
end. Thank you very much.
The acting legend. Get a bunch of questions for Fred. We got the chat room open for you at facebooklive.com. So get in there and take a look at some things. And we got a lot of the neighbors that are interested in talking with you, Fred. So let's take a look and see who's there, who's got something to talk about. Rachel says hello. Kathy saying hi from Lawndale.
Hi, Kathy. Hi.
John says hi from Pleasantville, New York. He's got a question for us in just a second. Bruce says hello from New Mexico. Lori is tuned in. She says she's from Iowa, and she's out there on the Iowa prairie.
We have a lot of Midwesterners calling in the show.
Yeah, where are you coastal people? Get in here. Would you? Here's John's, John Carty. He says, because I made the comment, you don't know what you're going to get from week to week on these teams. He says, you guys want to talk about inconsistent teams? He says, how about my Buffalo Bills? I agree with you, John. These guys are up and down. They got a good quarterback. They have a good team, and then they stink the next week. He says, every week. John says, I don't know which team is going to show up. After 3 years of being a top contender, right now I've had to temper my expectations.
Well, Fred, that coach up there, what's his name?
I forget the coach.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't
ask that guy what's his name.
Yeah, John, tell us who the coach is. I forget. But anyway.
But he won't make it.
You don't think he's going to make it through?
I don't think he'll make it through. They might give him a courtesy and carry him through the rest of the season, but next year he won't be there. And rightfully so. I mean, they've underperformed. The quarterback is a terrific athlete. He's unfortunately got a defensive coach as an offensive coach. You know, you're paying $50 million for a quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
And half of them can't perform. Why? Well, mainly because none of them have been surrounded and groomed by anybody who knows anything about playing quarterback.
Sean McDermott, that's the guy. I'm just popped in.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He should know better.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and of course you'll hear this. You know, he's a great coach, and he is. But guess what?
What?
He's riding a horse, and he doesn't know he's in the middle to the back of the pack.
Yeah, you got to get your teams up for everything. I mean, I'm telling you, I feel the pain of our listener John there because you expect something to show up, you try to handicap like you and I do, and you just can't see consistency from week to week.
Oh, I'm terrible at it. I can't handicap anything. And it's the last couple of years, it's gone downhill.
Yeah.
It has.
You used to be able, you and I would handicap pretty well. You give them 3, 4, 5 weeks to get the team going. And then it kind of falls into place. You know what you're going to get. But
well, you would at least get an idea of the team and the teams that you're trying to handicap. All of these teams, you don't get to see any of really what the team is until you're halfway through the season. It's because they don't play preseason games.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because the beginning of the season is basically preseason games when they start it. And, you know, you kind of watch these guys try to fall into place. There was a big deal about, how worthy are the running backs? They're going down in price, and nobody cares about the running backs. I've seen some of these terrible quarterbacks throwing interceptions. The running game, quarterbacks coming in with the running game, he can scramble, and also using the running backs more to get a little advantage in some of these games.
Don't be surprised, folks, and mark my word on it, in the next couple, 2 to 3 years, they're going to start putting pay scale limits on positions.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm seeing how they've decided to pick out their wide receivers, and they're going to put a lid on it. They can only make so much money. Watch what happens.
Well, we've got a comment here. We have a listener that emailed us from, it was actually a tweet. And apparently James Rice wrote to Upton Bell. He was the GM of the New England Patriots, and he almost signed you. Upton Bell almost signed you.
Well, he did sign me.
He did sign you from the New York Giants.
Read that sheet.
So James wrote to Upton Bell, former NFL executive, and James Rice, he said, so Sullivan, that was the owner of the Patriots, right? So Sullivan essentially gave you a budget and stayed out of the process with a question mark. What if there was a player who you really wanted to sign but demanded a much higher salary than normal, like Jim Plunkett or Jim Nance that come to mind? And Upton Bell responded, said, Sullivan wasn't in charge of the budget. They had a budget committee. Sullivan did stop me from signing Fred Dreyer, whom I traded for. That was the end for me, as well as not being able to pick my own coach, which he initially agreed to. I was fired because of that disagreement. You caused this guy to get fired.
Well, my situation caused him.
Tell us about it.
And after he came out to Los Angeles to sign me, you know, he says, you know, I believe in you, so forth and so on. I said, that's great, but I don't want to get into another New York Giants situation, and the Pats are just that. And so at the end of the week that he was out there, 5-6 days he was there, that we all sat down, and he just said, you know, give us a chance to, you know, to get this together, we'll pay you your money. And I said, well, okay. So he swung me around. I changed my mind, and I agreed to sign it. The next morning, I went to my attorney's office, and he pulled me out of the foyer there, out into the hallway, and said, listen, Upton Bell is in my office, and he's disheveled, and he's been up all night arguing with Billy Sullivan, the owner of the Patriots. Billy Sullivan says, I'm not paying anybody that amount of money.
Wow.
So he says,
so much for the committee.
So just sit tight. Don't get excited, and we'll get you out of here, and we'll get you over to the Rams or something.
And that's
what they did. And Billy did what he could do.
Upton Bell.
Upton Bell did what he could do, and he had his ins and outs with Billy Sullivan, and the organization was. They tried to, they were on the way up, but I wasn't going to be around to enjoy any of that.
You could have been in Massachusetts. You could have been playing for the New England Patriots. How would you have handled that green monster?
What do you mean? It's baseball.
The green monster. I just had to throw that in there, Fred, to see if you were listening.
Thanks.
Anyway,
people
so you could have
running. It was scrambling to turn the radio.
What's wrong with that
off.
Horn? It was a feeble attempt at a joke. Here's the thing: you were smart enough to negotiate the end of your deal with the New York Giants. They thought they had you. They quickly had to trade you away, and you would have signed because of Upton Bell here. But apparently, Bill Sullivan, the owner of the Patriots, didn't want to do it, and. Their loss. You became one of the great defensemen for the Los Angeles Rams. And you also talked to your old San Diego State coach, John Madden, who was up at the Raiders at the time, and talked with him a little bit about it, didn't you?
We talked with, when you talk money with the Raiders, you're talking to Al Davis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking to Al Davis.
But it was good. You had such great coaches in your college days that.
Yeah.
John Madden was there at San Diego State. Gibbs, Joe Gibbs, huh?
Yep, Joe Gibbs, Ernie Zampezi, yeah. Don Corio, certainly.
Yeah.
But getting back to the Patriots, I like the helmet. You know?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. So the whole reason you would have gone to the Patriots was the money, of course, but also liked the helmet?
But the helmets were great.
How about that Rams helmet, the new one? It's starting to grow on me. I know you didn't like it at first.
No.
You don't like it, do you?
You got to bring the horns together in the front. You can't have 3 inches separating it. It looks like, a Kmart helmet.
I'm a horn, and I do agree with you. You got to bring the horns together.
See?
It's kind of a thing. All right. You got something to talk about? Get into our chat room, Facebook Live. Get in there. Email Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRN Talk, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's the Fred Dreyer Show coming your way from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Satellite, our team of stations, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Glad to be with you here today. I'm Michael Horn. You can follow me on Twitter or on X, as they call it now, at Mike Horn CRN, Fred Dreyer on X, at Fred_Dreyer. We're getting a lot of comments and things here also for you, Fred. Comments here as we get into topics here for today's show. Lots of topics for you to talk about a little bit. We understand one of our people, Katrina, is not feeling well either. You've got your cough. Katrina is not feeling very well today on the show. So get well, Katrina.
Let's all get well here, please.
Now, Chris says, talk about quarterbacks. He says, listen to this. This weekend, the New York Giants starting undrafted rookie Tommy DeVito against Dallas on the Sunday game. Going to be a rough outing. Huh?
That's Danny DeVito's son, isn't it, I believe?
I think it is. I don't know. It could be.
I have no idea.
Anyway, and so this is good. John says, get well soon. Martine is saying, hi, Fred. Good to be with you. I think Danny DeVito's eating, though. Is he getting one of those Subway sandwiches somewhere? Bring it to his kid. Anyway, and Rachel says, thank you for answering questions for you. So if you got something to talk about, FacebookLive.com. You can also email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Michigan State deal going on.
Shall we? Yes.
Yeah, this sign-stealing scandal that's going on, and maybe a possible Jim Harbaugh suspension they were talking about, reprimand.
Harbaugh.
I'm sorry. I always call him Harbaugh, but it's Harbaugh. I'm a poor little lamb that's lost its way. So here's the latest here. There's an investigation, in case you missed this, sign-stealing. It's a staffer there, Connor Stallions, was hired. Apparently, he was looking at signs from other teams around the league. And the thing that that he did is he actually bought tickets and went into the stands. And that's he was accused of buying numerous tickets to scouting future opponents in person, which is against NCAA rules. And the NCAA is investigating that, and also the possibility that a Stallion appeared on the Central Michigan sideline in Chippewa's gear for a game against Michigan State. So
undercover.
Undercover work.
I like this guy.
That's going on. And they're saying that Jim Harbaugh is going to go ahead and maybe take some heat on this thing, too. This happens all the time, but apparently you can't buy tickets and do the scouting. What's the big deal on this, Fred?
Well, look, first of all, every sporting team, basically football, but every sporting team has a cluster of people that work for the head coach that are sent out to scout. It's done all the time. They do it in the National Football League. It's probably not unlike anything that you're seeing here. If I understand, it's illegal now for these people that you send in advance. They call it advanced scouting. They send it out there, and they get there, and they look around, and they get the flavor of the game and the coaches and everybody else, and one thing leads to another, and you find out that you have a situation where, you know, you get a sideline pass or you get a sit in a stands, but you have to be somewhere that the NC2A agrees with. And apparently they don't agree with this guy, the Stallion, standing on the sideline.
Exactly.
And they don't agree with him that he went ahead and ordered tickets for future games with other teams.
And he went there himself, and in one of them he was dressed in Chippewa gear for the game against Michigan State when he was there.
Right.
And Central Michigan sideline there on this whole thing. So is this alluding to cheating? Is that what we're calling this right now?
But, you know, it's semantics. What are they cheating? I would say this. I would interject that Jim Harbaugh, excellent coach, ask Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, who admittedly and got him in writing. excuse me.
That's okay.
And ask him, ask Jim Crane what he should do about any threats of cheating. You know, until I always say this, excuse me, until you get that owner, Jim Crane, to cough up his interest in the Astros, all of this sports intrigue, this backstabbing that these coaches do out of jealousy and everything else should just be thrown to the wayside.
Now, hold on a second. So I think what you're saying is that Jim Harbaugh, the great coach of the Michigan Wolverines, should go talk to the Houston Astros owner, Jim Crane, and say, Jim.
No, he should talk to the press.
You want him to ask Jim Crane what he should do about this, because Crane cheated with that whole bouncing around with the trash cans and received, a $5 million or $5,000 fine or something. The guy made like $35 million. That's not even counting all the equipment and stuff that people bought and souvenirs.
Well, whatever Jim Crane was doing, Jim Harbaugh should wake up and get him to represent him in this case.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Just say, hey Jim, from one Jim to another, could you help me out on this one here? They got me stuck for cheating. And he said, don't worry about that. I'll send my magic emails over to the league's office, and we'll unhook you from this terrible blight of cheating.
So Fred, here's the thing. You saw the PBS Frontline special that they put out on the cheating scandal of the Astros.
Yes.
Mike Gary, our operations manager, saw it. Ron Say, former Dodger and Cub and Oakland A's third baseman, saw it. Ron Say is ticked. Mike Gary is ticked. You're ticked by seeing what happened here. These guys cheated on the highest level at the World Series. They still have their World Series title
right in front of your face. And the commissioner, the dumbbell commissioner, said to Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, what the hell do you think you're doing? This isn't going to work. And he says, I'm sorry, it'll never happen again. Well, guess what? The next year, 2017, the year the Dodgers were in it.
Yeah, he
2017,
did it again.
The owner sanctioned cheating again.
Well, the owner said he didn't know a thing about
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like I didn't know. So, I knew more about it than he did.
Exactly. Right? So here's the thing. Now you got this thing going with the Wolverines on Michigan. They're penalizing the coach, Jim Harbaugh. They're talking to guys already been fired by this whole thing. That guy, the manager of the Astros, is back again. The players, they didn't get sanctioned or anything like that. They're taking it out on this Michigan Wolverines team when they should be going after where it really hurt the most. All the money that Houston's Astros and the owner, Jim Crane, made off cheating to get a World Series title.
Well, look, this is the culture we live in. And if the press chooses to press charges, so be it. That's your law enforcement. If you don't get law enforcement, if you don't get people to come in here and just say, that's it, and expose what Jim Crane of the Astros has done, then you're stupid, and believe me, there's baseball players that know what went on, and they're not saying anything. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. $35 million went right off the top to the Houston Astros for winning that World Series. $440 million went to the to divide it up to the players over there. And then they had all the souvenir stuff and stuff that they must have sold and made a fortune on.
They made tons of money off of merchandise.
Yeah.
And I want to know who got that money.
Yeah, well, and $35 million of it went to the owner of the team of the Houston Astros.
I'm not one to say. I demand to know because I'm a baseball player. I demand to know because I'm a citizen who invests his time and energy and money into baseball. And when something like this happens, it threatens everybody. It threatens the sanctity of the game and the honesty of the sport and the integrity of the sport. And when you have an owner, the owner stands up and just says, I don't know what you're talking about, and I'll do what I want to do. And matter of fact, I'm going to do it next year.
Well, yeah, and it's Paul Feinbaum, who's with the SEC Network, and he's not a big fan of Jim Harbaugh.
Nobody is. They're all jealous of Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, and so he said he thinks that Michigan, that Harbaugh should, it's going to be tainted. If they win anything, it's going to be a tainted win for the signs.
Yeah, they'll put an asterisk on it.
Yeah, so kind of like the Astros should be tainted. You know, on this thing. I'm glad they got blown out of the World Series over there. It's really, you know, what can I tell you? It seems like they're picking on this. Now, all of a sudden, anyway, there's a little bit of cheating going on. Now, let's make a big deal about it while the Astros are carrying their money out in, armored cars and putting it in the bank. So, something's not right about that, Fred.
Well, you have what you have until you don't have it.
That's very true. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more. This show is popping along here today. We're getting a lot of topics here for you, Fred. Let's see if we can, let's talk about the new quarterback for the Rams when we come back. Should we get Carson Wentz? Did
that,
I tell you?
That ripping midget?
Yeah, we can.
No.
See. And the Dodgers need pitching, but I don't see them, no one's talked about any pitchers that they may be going after.
Well, get ripping to pitch.
Yeah, maybe. Hey. He's a quarterback. He knows how to throw, right?
He knows how to throw.
We'll be back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the Holla-Deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples Holla-Deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
We are back. This is the Fred Dreyer program. Nationwide, coast to coast from the CRN broadcast studios, the Competition Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn. That gentleman over there is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks for tuning in. We sure appreciate it.
Now, we got a little, we're going to get back to some sports news and things more for you, but let's get into, Fred's a double whammy. The great Larry Elder, who ran for president, sat down with Fred when he says, you're amazing. And then we're talking about the sage. We're talking about the great Eldersky. You're talking about Larry Elder said that you are incredible because you've had two careers, he said. You had the professional sports career. A lot of people don't know you were a pitcher while you were in college, a baseball pitcher, but then hurt your arm and then went into football and became the all-pro defensive end. And then, Fred, you go on to a great acting career. And in the middle of that, you spent like a year as an analyst for CBS, didn't you, on NFL football?
Yes, I was. I worked for them for a season.
And you were great, too.
And then I went back to acting school, yep.
All right, so we got, our valedictorian of the class takes all the pictures for us here on the show. I think it's valedictorian. I could be wrong. Pamela said that this last weekend, you're on GetTV. They're showing the Hunter show on GetTV.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. And they have this episode called The Snow Queen. It's I didn't see this one. It's a two-part episode. And it's often said, and you mentioned this to me before the show, that this two-part episode saved Hunter. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, it did save the show. And the fact of the matter was that Steve Cannell, whose company made and owns copyright of the series.
Right.
Came to me and said, we're running on Friday nights opposite
Dallas,
and we're getting killed with 90th, I think, on the hit parade. Yeah, we were down there. And he says, I'm going to go there until you got to move it around until you find its audience because the audience is there.
He wanted a different night then, right?
And I agree. Well, yeah, we all did. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to sit there at 9 o'clock on Friday opposite
Dallas.
That was a juggernaut. But so they moved it to Saturday at 10 o'clock. And it found its little niche, and it also worked perfectly in its conjunction with helping the ratings. You know, they love to block, promote all of their shows. So Hunter was on at 9 o'clock to 10, and then you had NBC News, nightly news from 10 to 11, and then from 11 onward,
Go ahead, clear your throat. Make it a good one. Go right ahead. I touch your mic off. Go on. Just give it a good one. Yeah, that's what you want to do. There you go. He says, suffering 3 weeks in a row.
Thank you so much. I'm hanging in there. Sorry. Yeah. Forgive me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, they said they showed the two-hour special to Brandon Tartikoff, then the head of NBC Entertainment, and he loved it. He says, you know, genuinely, I know producers come in here, and they getting a snow job to tell you that their show is great and
right. Save
it and everything. But this genuinely is a terrific show, and so he picked it up and
wow. They
advertised it, and it got a great lead in from the news, and it was a thrill to see it in action. You know, he had a real legitimate producer, you know, really going to bat for you, and of course he had a lot to lose too, you know. You know, he deficits all these shows himself. He doesn't borrow money to do the principal photography. He uses his own money to do it. And that's what's impressive about him and people like him. And
So the special screening for NBC chief Brandon Tartikoff by producer Stephen Cannell came out and impressed Tartikoff so much, he moved the show to Saturday. It was Saturday, March 23rd, 1985. Hunter returns with this two-parter called The Snow Queen. And the rest is history. The ratings improved, and Hunter became, I don't believe this, but he became the highest-rated cop show of all the networks.
Yeah, we were constantly in the top 10 four or five years.
Listen to this on The Snow Queen. I've got to see this two-parter. You had guest stars. First off, Dennis Franz was on the show, right?
Yeah, Dennis.
He's laughable. Good guy, isn't he, Dennis Franz?
He's good, yeah.
We got a picture we're going to post on our website of Dennis with his mouth open like, yeah, that's me. And along with that, and talk about that, this obnoxious New York police detective played by Dennis Farina. This is another great guy.
Farina.
Yeah, Farina. Yeah, right, Farina. He was a ruthless drug merchant mobster. And then there was this woman in there. Tell me about her. I think she was in Star Trek as well, too. Laisha Naff, and she was portraying Sally Lapone, who was the Snow Queen.
Nasia Neff.
Lasia, yeah. Laisha, someone told me it is.
L-Y-C-I-A,
I think it's pronounced. I think it's pronounced Laisha when I looked it up.
All right,
she was on Star
is.
Trek.
You,
so
you know that.
Anyway, terrific script, great background, a lot of good footage in this thing, and in this thing, a lot of heavyweight actors. And we also learned in this thing that that Miss Kramer is also a great singer, because she was starring. McCall worked undercover as a singer at a mobster's nightclub. That was
working both ends, as they say.
That what it was?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay,
yeah.
Work both ends.
Hunter, you go in there with your Tommy guns and your friends and shoot the place up, and I'll open with a couple of songs.
Now she goes home after singing at the mobster's nightclub, and she hears someone trying to break into her front door. So she gets out, points her gun, and wait a second, look who shows up at the door. It's Hunter who comes in the door, and I guess what you throw your arms up and say, hold on a second. And you hadn't heard from her, so you wanted to come over and wait at her house so you could chat a little
bit. Well, somebody has to look out for these girls.
Yeah, someone had to. And so they, yeah. This is good thing here. So this was one of your favorite episodes here?
Well, this was a defining show that I think set the tone for all the other shows to be written.
Yeah. Good stuff over there. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good
Pamela,
work.
For recalling.
Good work,
that.
Pam. Appreciate it.
All right, we got an email in from Ann. She says, this is for you, Fred. She says, haven't heard you mention about your trips to the specialist lately. You've been going to, you saw a specialist on brain things, right?
Neurofeedback.
What's it called?
Christine Krause, Neurofeedback.
Neurofeedback. And she, the email here from Ann says, is research still going on? Hope you're both doing well in California.
Well, it's a work in progress. It'll always be a work in progress, and you just try to hold the fort down, you know, as you get older.
And Jessica says, I wanted to say I'm a big fan and I have seen every episode of Hunter. I really enjoyed watching them.
Thank you.
I hope you're doing really well.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's good stuff over there. All right, now, so the Rams we've been talking about this. Yeah, put together this deal, I guess, with quarterback Carson Wentz. Was he with USC? Where did he play college? And they want him to back up the injured Matthew Stafford, who, Matthew says that he's got an injured thumb or something, right? The ligament there in the thumb. That's tough to pass the football.
Yeah, right.
And so they had the guy that
so
I
he
like.
He can't pass the buck.
Yeah, and they got rid of their quarterback there, Brett. Is it Ripon? Is that his name?
Ripon,
Wisconsin. That's right. Brett Ripon. And so Carson Wentz is going to make a go of it here. We'll see if he can do it. He was signed, I guess, when he went to the pros. He was with Philadelphia, wasn't he? Played for Philadelphia for a while, and then Jalen Hurts took over for him, and the rest is history there. And he was signed about the same time the Rams signed Jared Goff. I bet they wish they had him as a backup now, huh?
No. No.
Detroit likes him.
No, well, let him go to Detroit.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something. And then Aaron Rodgers took some heat. He was saying that he saw how badly the Jets were losing, and he said, hey, you know, I think in a fortnight I might be back playing. And then he had a walk.
He actually said fortnight?
He said fortnight, which means like a couple of weeks, and he had to back that up a little bit. And he saw that 27-6 loss to the Chargers last week, and so he's backing it up a little bit. But he hopes to be back sometime this season. Now, that would be – that when he had Achilles, he ripped it
Can I tell you something?
Well, please.
He's not coming back.
Really?
No.
Why?
That injury, you're not gonna find a doctor or a staff or an organization or an insurance company to say, how do you feel? I think I can go out and play. Okay, we think you can go out and play too. Yeah. So get out there. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, get your ass off the field and back up in the stands.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're not going to play with that amount of money being paid somebody and then destroying their career.
So he's going to come back?
Well, they get on these sports talk shows and they start making some comments and statements all the time.
They're full of it. This guy's... he should go back and jump down in that hole for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think he'll be back, and we'll see how that goes on there. Now, what about Ohtani? There's been a big talk about where he's going to land, and everybody, all the insiders are saying the Dodgers have the overwhelming insight on getting Ohtani on their team. What do you think?
I think the Dodgers have the inside shot at getting him. I think Ohtani is very aware that he wants to play on the West Coast. It's closer to Japan. He doesn't want to have to travel around the world. He has to travel 5 hours, to get to where he has to go so he can, get to see his family and friends in Japan. But the point being is the Dodgers can afford him. They really want him. They're going to go out and make a real hard move on him. And when they get finished with him, they're going to be very very happy with themselves. And this reintroduction of the Dodger franchise into the Asian market is what's critical.
Well, that's going to be good too. Yeah.
Well, they you sign Ohtani, he's actually telling people, and he's giving the blessing to Japanese baseball.
Yeah, which is big.
That this is the team I want to go with. And the Dodgers could come out with, literally, don't laugh, they could come out with 3 or 4 Japanese pitchers.
Maybe they get Trevor Bauer back.
He's not Japanese, is he?
No, but he's played in the league somewhere. He's overseas there. Korean League, I think you're right. But at least eight teams are expected to be bidding for Shohei Ohtani's services. He's not going to be able to pitch. And so then what do the Dodgers do when we come back? Is it J.D. Martinez? They didn't give him an offer, but they didn't give him a qualifying offer either, so they could come back and sign him. And then they signed Max Muncy as another backup they could have as a DH. And they're also saying maybe Will Smith, the catcher, could be a DH and rest him from being behind the plate.
I'm sticking to my guns. I think you should be I think you should be the one that really is the DH for next year.
Who?
You.
I'm ready to go if they ask me.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back on the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. So one other final thought here. Craig Counsell, been the manager 17 years with the Milwaukee Brewers. And
Wait a minute. He's been with the Brewers for 17 years.
He played for the Brewers. He's been the as a player, an executive, as a manager. He leaves, and they thought he might get re-signed by the Brewers. They thought he might go to the Mets. He signs with the rival Cubs. The Cubbies sign him up. And then they dump, the Cubs dump David Ross. That David Ross was doing a pretty good job with the Cubbies. And so the owner...
let me ask you, was David Ross's contract up?
No, Mark Attanasio is the owner of the Brewers, and they say he's upset about it. He says, "Hey, we're here today because we lost Craig." He said, "But I've reflected on this. Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also." So he says, "You know, the only guy that's been, I think, with the Brewers longer is Bob Uecker up in the broadcast booth." It's like, this is really a move. Craig Counsell better come through for the Cubs. That's all I got to say. The owner said, "I definitely am not betrayed." He says, "I'm so high on what we have, I can't imagine somebody wanting to be somewhere else. Our goal for our family is for me and my sons to be stewards for the community for a long time, and then hopefully past 2050, someone else will have the same emotion for the team, the community. That's very special." So that's That's it. And finally, one last thought for you, Fred. We got a comment from John. Says, Fred, I remember when you did color commentary in 1981. It was a game with the Vikings and the Chargers, and it's on YouTube now. You can see it. And if he remembers correctly, you got excited about a successful onside kick. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Obviously not.
I don't know.
Well, we'll think about it, and next week on the show, we'll try to answer that for you. That's our show, Fred. We're out of time.
Hey.
We got to follow you on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer on X, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And please get your questions in. We had some good ones this week. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Final words from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, we're on our way out. We sure appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.